Alrighty. Well, Coach, so the obvious big storyline over the past 2 weeks has been no Reagan Lee pitching, but beyond that front page story, one thing I think this has shown from the team is that this team will never quit. There's a great culture here. I think the game against Forest City was a great example of that. Started down 13, battle back, still lost, but only by one. So how have you, as a coach, been able to build a culture in this team that has standed tall even in the face of big adversity here?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have an option. You know, we're battling through this. You know, that's obvious. And we're trying to do our best to give us chances to win softball games. And obviously, that's our first goal. But we're also obviously just trying to find people, you know, and put in places to get us to that spot. And I got to give a lot of credit. All the credit goes to the kids. You know, they're playing spots they've never played before. We have pitchers that have never pitched before going in the circle, and maybe to an outsider, it looks like it's something that you could do, but if you know the sport, know the game, it's nearly impossible to do. Softball is just a completely different animal than, you know, let's say baseball, where, you know, every kid who picks up a ball, you throw it overhand your entire life, and so in the sport of baseball, you can run out 25 guys on that pitching circle, and they can, you know, have somewhat of a semblance of being able to pitch the ball. But in softball, you know, you throw that thing underhand, and not many people pick up a ball and windmill it when you're 5 years old or when you're 10 years old and so forth. So, you know, the middle of June isn't when you start pitching, but the position we're in right now, we have kids that have gone in the circle that have never done it before in varsity contests. And like I said, nearly impossible to do. We've had kids get it out and do it. And put us in position to win softball games, and that's all you can ask, and it's a testament to their character, and they're wanting to do what's best to help the team be competitive and so forth. So I'm very proud of them, and like you said, all three games this week, we were in position in our last at-bat to win a softball game. My Webster City game was the bottom of the sixth where we had the tying run up. So give the kids a lot of credit for battling through this and making the best of it, and you know, we'll keep plugging away.
And I'm glad you brought that up. You know, this is not like baseball where I think it is easier for people to go out there and just throw strikes. And, you know, pitching is a talent. It is an art as well. So when it comes to developing a pitcher like Humboldt has seen consistently, who's been out there year after year, how has that been able to work? How has the program been able to develop strong pitchers throughout the program's time?
Well, pitching's 100% done in the off season. It's what we call, you know, the hidden hours that no one sees. And unless you're a pitcher or catcher, you have no idea how many hours people spend. And you know, it's something you do two or three times a week year round, whether it's with your dad or a pitching coach or your catcher, or we have open pitching times and so forth. And you know, in a normal year, you have a couple that can throw. This year was different. We had really one that had spent a lot of time on it. Elsie Hubbold spent some time, but you know, we've kind of crash course her for catching and so forth. So you know, we knew we were thin there, and so yeah, it's something you just can't pick up and do in the middle of the season and be successful. And it's just a lot of hard work and dedication that no one really knows about unless you're in the gym doing that. That's, you know, at 6 a.m. in the morning during the week, or, you know, open pitching on the weekends and so forth. So, you know, that's been the success of pitching, and, you know, then going out, throwing on their own and so forth. We've been fortunate to have a lot of good ones in the past that have put in the time, and, you know, be no different in the future.
And I'm glad you brought up Elsie Hubble, because I do want to talk about her offensively and defensively behind the plate. She has been very reliable as an eighth grader, showing a lot of talent and what she can be for years to come. So what as a coach has given you confidence to say, yes, we can throw Hubble out there, she will perform well, especially, you know, at a position like catcher?
Yeah, and, you know, she's done a really good job pitching this week too as well. And, you know, she's just a good athlete, a good softball player, and you know, it's no different than anybody on the team. You know, we have confidence in all of them, and, you know, you watch them in practice, and it doesn't take long to know what they can do and can't do. And we have the almost confidence in everybody, you know, in that varsity squad. They have a role to play and so forth, and, you know, they just go in and do their job and perform, and it's fun to watch them do that stuff. And she's no different than everybody else, and she's played a lot of softball in her past, so that's given her, you know, a little head start at that age and so forth, and she's done a great job like everybody else.
And now the weather these past few, this past week especially, has been very warm, very hot. So what are some techniques or what are some strategies that players use to avoid overheating and maybe getting some sun fatigue out there?
Yeah, it's just hydration during the game. You know, obviously every half inning you're in the dugout in some shade and so forth, and you just want to stay super hydrated. The hydration process starts before the game. You need to be hydrating throughout the day and so forth. And then it's also, you know, managing what you do during the day before you get to the ball diamond. If you're out in the sun, you know, 8-10 hours the entire day, you're going to be zapped before we even get on that bus. So it's just, you know, managing it. That's the same for both teams, and that's what it's like in the summer. And this week, you know, was in the upper 90s. We're very fortunate we only had 3 games this week. So that kind of helps as well and so forth. And so, you know, we handle that well, and you just give them breaks if they need it. And, you know, the biggest thing is just stay hydrated.
And this last question I have for you, if you know, is there any sort of timeline on when we might see Reagan Lee back in the circle if she comes back this season?
Yeah, she won't be back pitching this year. Like, we got that news this week, middle of this week. So, you know, we had to adjust what we're going to do. The good news is, you know, she can help us in other ways, you know, hitting and playing some defense. So that's a boost for us there as well. But, you know, unfortunately, don't think she'll be able to throw again. And, you know, we'll just revamp what we're going to do these last couple weeks and go on from there.
All righty, Coach, really appreciate your time. Is there anything else before we go?
No, just appreciate the show and all the sponsors, and, you know, especially Donovan, you getting up to all the ball games you can do for both baseball and softball. It's, you know, like I've said, year after year, a huge asset for a community like us to have our own radio station and be able to cover our local sports. And I know everybody tunes in if they can't get up to the ball game, and appreciate everything you do and all the sponsors, Donovan.
All right, well, it's our pleasure to be able to get out there. Thank you so much, Coach.
You bet. Thank you.